AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Wildcats just didn't get the job done. That's what Kentucky coach John Calipari says about his team's 71-64 loss to Wisconsin in the Final Four.
We're a finishing team. That's what we've been. And we didn't. They did and we didn't. And that's why they're still playing and we're not.
Another reason Kentucky lost was Frank Kaminsky. The Wisconsin center scored 20 points and pulled down 11 boards.
I think the only time we really saw their confidence rattled was at the end of the game. When we finally took that lead and we weren't going to look back. That's just something we try to do. We know last year they came down and hit a shot to beat us. And this year we knew we had to get a stop at the end of the game if we wanted to win.
Wisconsin plays Duke for bragging rights in collegiate basketball Monday night in Madison Square Garden in New York. The Blue Devils beat the Michigan State Spartans 81-61 in the Final Four. Forward Brandon Dawson says Duke's defense led to a first-half meltdown by the Spartans.
They did a good job of taking us away, denying us. And I think we got kind of frustrated in the first half, and we didn't keep our cool a little bit and led to turnovers and bad shots.
Michigan State coach Tom Izzo says the Spartans weren't sharp.
I thought Duke played awfully well, but I thought, it wasn't one of our better games, and I think they deserve some credit, and yet I feel bad because I didn't think people got to see the team that has won, 12 of the last 15 games.
The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab is vowing to carry out more attacks in Kenya. The group says Thursday's attack on a university that killed 148 people, mostly Christians, was retaliation for killings carried out by Kenyan troops who are fighting the rebels in Somalia. This is AP Radio News. Fidel Castro has appeared in public for the first time in more than a year. An official website says the former Cuban president showed up to greet a group of Venezuelans visiting Havana on Monday and posted four images of Castro, who will turn 89 on August 13th.
He's sitting inside a vehicle, and the young Venezuelans are reaching their arms into this vehicle where he's sitting and grasping his hand. So it looks like he at least has a strong grip.
AP correspondent Anita Snow in Havana reports Fidel Castro was last seen in public at the inauguration of an artist studio in January 2014. Iran's foreign minister says Tehran would be able to return to its nuclear activities if the West withdraws from a pact that is to be finalized by the end of June. The prime minister says the framework nuclear deal announced by Iran and six other world powers in Switzerland is not binding until that time. I'm Ross Simpson.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.